I don't see anything but light in my surroundings, and sometimes shadows. To get around, I always use my cane, which is like an extension of my arm, and I move it in a wide sweep so that if there is an obstacle on the sidewalk, the cane will be sure to catch it. I'm Jenny Finch. I'm 74 years old and live in a condominium in Washington, D.C. So to go to the elevator, I've lived here since 1996. It's almost like muscle memory when I turn. Although I can tell by the absence of sound that there is another hall. So I go down the hall, then I turn left and go to the elevator, and there is carpet that ends on a slate floor, so I can tell by the sound that I'm next to the elevators. And I've just learned where the buttons are. When I'm walking to the grocery store, I see nothing except light, but I feel the grass and the plants. I was walking around the fountain in the front of our building. When I get to the corner, I count to 40.
One, two, three, four.
And I'm right where I need to turn in to go around the swimming pool, down the steps to the back of Giant in the metro. And the counting really helps me to find where I enter that space. And I use that same counting system coming back, because if I come home late at night and there's nobody there and the fountain's not running,
not quite,
I'm lost. So it's just a matter of practice, a lot of practice. Being blind is a drag sometimes. When I feel frustrated or irritated, I will find a way to do it. So it's not a matter of I can't. It's a matter of, this is hard. What can I do to make it easier for myself? And that usually gets me out of a down spot.